Scientists at Stanford University say 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit is no longer the average body temperature, at least here in the United States. They say modern life has set off a cooling trend in our bodies. Leslie McCurg from member station KQED reports.
One night, my infant daughter's forehead felt clammy and hot. I freaked out when the digital thermometer blinked 103 degrees. Turns out my daughter was okay. It also turns out that I was comparing her temperature reading to a false standard.
People should not be stuck at 98.6 as being some magical number that if you're above it,
you're feverish, or if you're below it, you're healthy. Julie Parsonet is an infectious disease doctor at Stanford. She and her colleagues reviewed three large health data sets over time.
So we're saying since the Industrial Revolution, the temperature has dropped about 1.1 degree Fahrenheit.
This isn't the first time scientists have noted a decline in our average body temperature. Before, they thought the problem had to do with false readings from older thermometers. But Parsonet says actually Americans are cooling off.
I think our leading hypothesis is that we just have fewer chronic infections now than we did in the past.
Dysentery, malaria, tuberculosis don't show up in Americans the way they used to. We have cleaner water, better sanitation, antibiotics and vaccines. We take aspirin, ibuprofen.
We're not this inflammatory mass that we used to be.
Plus, most homes are cozy. We have central heating and air conditioning. Our bodies aren't struggling to stay warm or cool all the time.
But without changing our genetic makeup, we are changing physiologically over time. We've seen that people have grown taller, they've grown fatter, and their body temperature is declining over time.
So, the new average body temperature, according to Parsonet's data, 97.5. The next step, she says, is to see if the cooling trend is global. She wonders whether the average temp is still slightly higher in a developing country where chronic infections are more common, or in harsher climates like the Arctic, where it's tougher to stay warm. For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg.